Blog Talk Radio.
Talk it up. You are tuning into Walking the Talk Radio with your host, the Northern Belle, Andrea J. Carr. Tune in each and every Saturday at 9 a.m. and we'll give you some real words to handle the real life that you're living. Thank you for tuning in. Well, good morning. It is Sunday morning, and we're at the first day of July. And I know you're asking, where were you yesterday? What's going on? Why are you on Sunday? Well, you know, it's funny that what I'll be talking about is struggle. And yesterday, I really had a real struggle. I couldn't get onto the talk show. I couldn't get in Blog Talk. I tried calling in. I tried calling myself as a guest, and I could not get on. And then I reached out to customer service, but like most places, they're probably only open Monday through Friday, so I couldn't get in any assistance to get onto the show. And I tried from maybe 10 minutes to 9 all the way until about 9:30, 9:40. So I gave up that doing the show yesterday on Talk, but I was on Facebook Live and I did it there. But I just didn't feel right not doing it on Blog Talk because that's where the show is based. And so I decided to try it on Sunday. Very funny, as soon as I tried it the first time, it did not work. But I tried again and it went through, and here we are. Yay, victory. It may not mean a lot to you, but it means a lot to me to be able to share with you all what God has shared with me. And I pray that you've had a blessed week. I pray that everything has gone well for you, that even if there were struggles, even if there was hard things that you had to face, that you conquered them, that you overcame them, that you did not give up. Even though it looks like sometimes people win battles, they won't win the war. So I don't need you to give up, because I believe only you can defeat yourself. You can't allow other people to do it. As for me, it was not an easy week. And you know, I share a lot with you all. I'm very transparent. I did lose my job this week, and I'm really upset and not upset. We're going through something on the job. It's not the job itself, and it's not the people who I work directly with either. So shout out to them. Love my job. Been there a while now. Loved it. But, you know, sometimes seasons change and endings happen. Sometimes it's just time. And you can't get upset or mad about it, especially when you've done what you're supposed to do. And I think that's the part that stuck with me, because I was doing what I was supposed to do, and it was not job-related. It had nothing to do with my work ethic. It had nothing to do with my work. And so for that, I'm excited and happy, because if it was me that wasn't doing my work, or I was always late, or I can't take the days off and I didn't do any of that, then I probably would have kicked myself in the butt, because I know that I did it. But no, it was an attack from the enemy, and I don't want to get too much into it, but just be careful of who you allow in your circle. Be careful who pretends to be a friend and pretends to be a help. And in reality, they are the opposite. Just be careful. I just want you all to be careful in life. Make right decisions. And when you hear God's voice, always listen to God, even if his voice is the only one counteracting what other people say. Always listen to his voice. That's the lesson I learned. You know, you're supposed to learn lessons in life. And when things don't work out, or if a mistake happens, or a situation comes up, you're supposed to learn a lesson. And my lesson that I learned, so always listen to God. He's the softest voice that you'll hear, but he'll tell you some real information. For me, he said no, and I didn't listen. You know my story. This is the second time I did not listen to his no, and I was penalized for it. I had to get the full brunt of disobedience, punishment for disobedience. And I'm not saying God punished me, but he knew what was coming around the corner, so he was keeping me off that route, taking me another way, but I didn't listen. Sometimes desperation allows you to say yes, where patience will tell you to say no. That's a good word for somebody. You're desperate to resolve something, desperate for a resolution, desperate for assistance, desperate for help. And so that desperation will allow you to say yes, where patience tells you to say no. Wait. Wait on God. And that's what I did not do. And we just talked about this last week at the family Bible study we have on Tuesday nights. If you're ever available Tuesday nights at 7:30, I just ask that you would tune in. We've been dealing with the managing your emotions or managing our. I always say your, but it's our because I got to deal with mine too. Managing Our Emotions Bible Study series by Timothy Peck, and it's been so helpful, even through the pain, even through the tears, even through the realizing who we really are, taking the veil off our eyes and, you know, being real with ourselves. Even through all of that, it has been more of a help than anything except for Master Life and Making Peace with Your Past. I want to say they all have been very beneficial to my life and making life changes. And it's amazing when you go through these series that you look at yourself and you start making different decisions. You start telling the truth about yourself. You start seeing things differently. So if you ever have a chance, tune in right back here to this station, to Blog Talk Radio, where you are right now. And tune in. We also share on Facebook Live. So if you're my friend on Facebook, go to, Andrea Playwright Carr, and tune in on Tuesdays at 7:30. I promise you, it's been a huge blessing. But last Tuesday, we were talking about depression, and it was really, really good. And in the midst of that, we were talking about some of the rash decisions we made, how we jump into situations, and we realized that God is one who will tell you to wait. It even talks about it in the Bible in different Psalms. You'll see wait on the Lord, those who have waited on the Lord. You know, those kind of scriptures, it never says God said, hurry up and do it right this second. You really don't see any scriptures like that. Even when people were running and had to move, God still had a timeliness about him. It wasn't a leave everything right this second and go. He told people, he warned them, he gave them time. Not a lot of time, but still time to prepare and get themselves ready. And so when you're making decisions, don't make decisions based on desperation. Don't make decisions because I don't know what to do, so I'm just going to choose this right here, right now. No. Take your time. Wait. Get all the information that you're supposed to get. Pray. Hear God's voice in this. If you don't hear him right away, continue to wait until you do. God uses different methods to answer your questions. For me, I heard his voice. It won't always be that way. Sometimes he has people that will come to you to give you an answer when you're not even looking for it. Sometimes he uses a television program, a song, a billboard. I'm not telling you what I heard. I'm telling you what I know, the craziest things, especially to some of the questions I had. And I've been looking for answers, and years have gone past. And I was like, I just didn't understand why that happened. And then one day out of the blue, an answer will come, and it boggles my brain. There is no question that I've asked God, no favor, no needing his assistance, that I've reached out to God where he has not responded. It has taken time sometimes. Sometimes I got a right then answer. Sometimes I didn't even ask God the question, but because he knew I was struggling with something or seeking answers, he would show up anyway. Because I have to be very honest. There was a decision I made last year I did not ask God's input for. I didn't pray about it. I just knew I needed to do it. I just knew that the situation was right at hand. I faced a situation, and there was an answer to the situation. I didn't ask God a yes or no. I didn't say anything to God. I was trying to make a wise decision based on my knowledge, my wisdom, my understanding. And I said, okay. And God showed up in a car and said one word to me. He said, no. And I felt it from the top of my head to the toes, the toenails on my feet, to my fingers, throughout my whole body. I felt that no. It was just as quiet. It was just no. But I felt it. And because I had heard that no before, I knew who was saying it. But I chose to ignore the no because I was so desperate to get out of a situation so that way I could provide comfort for my family and myself. I ignored it. And I knew that I made the wrong decision as soon as my mind said yes, because I felt the same way the last time I heard his no and I went against his no. The same feeling. He didn't say the same words to me because he knew I knew. But I had the same feeling of dread and what have I done, and oh, no, didn't listen to him. And it was the worst decision I could have possibly made, and I made it in October of last year, still dealing with it as far as Wednesday, last Wednesday, or this Wednesday that passed. That's how bad it was. And we're in June. Almost, well, today we're in July, but then it was, you know, nearly July. So I admonish you, I beg you, I ask you, when you're making a decision, include God in the decision-making process. He really should be your first step. You should talk to him first. Seek him first. It says it, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye God and all his righteousness first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek him first, not last, not in the middle, but first. And I'm really beating myself up because that scripture follows me everywhere I go. That is the scripture that talks to me personally because I need to put God first in everything that I do, and I don't. And when I don't and I come to him secondary or at the end of the story, I realize that I just sought his direction, sought an answer from him, I wouldn't be where I am now. And so I'm really upset with myself for not listening, but I'm not beating myself up because it's a lesson learned. And my lesson learned is do not rush in making decisions. And if he says no, even if it's contrary to everything everybody else is telling you, listen to God. Those people can't see what you can see. I mean, those people can't see what he sees. You can't see what he sees. God sees everything. We may be able to see down the block, but God can see miles and miles and miles ahead. So he already knows the pitfalls and the traps that are waiting. That's a good word right there. So please, for me, in your decision-making process, seek God first. Wait for his answer before you jump and do something. And don't rush to do anything. Anything that's a rush answer, you need to walk away from. I don't care how much they're pressuring you. You just need to walk away and say, not now. I'll come back to it. I'll wait. And if a person cannot wait for you to say yes or no, then that deal is already done. You tell them, well, then, since you can't wait, it's a no, and walk away. I promise you, listen to me. Hear my heart. If a person is pushing you and rushing you to do something and you're not comfortable yet or you need time, walk away from the deal. If it's from God, it will be there waiting. If it's not of God, it's going to be gone, and you're going to be better for having walked away. Wow. That's good right there. Wow, God. Thank you. See, this is why I had to do blog talk. I didn't get all this information yesterday, but I just got a word spoken into me. So I thank you all for listening. Father God, we come to you today, Lord God, saying thank you. Thank you for this first day of July. Thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind, setting us in our right mind, and keeping us with the full utility of our limbs, Lord God. Even if things aren't the way that we want, Lord God, we are grateful to you, thankful to you. We honor you for doing what you have done in our lives, for never leaving us, for never forsaking us, Lord God. You have been our friend, our comforter, our mother, our father, our lawyer, our judge. We thank you for it, Lord God. Thank you that you are not like man. Thank you that you love us in spite of ourselves, You are awesome, Daddy. We love you. We honor you and appreciate you. Now, God, I ask that you would go before me to teach this word, Lord God. Give me what to say. Give me the ideas and the thoughts, Lord God, so they line up with what you want, Lord God. It's not about me. It's all about you. I die to you, Lord God, and ask that you would take over me, Lord God. I surrender now to you, and I ask that you would fully consume me, Lord God, so that they can hear what you want to be said, Lord God, that I can hear what you need me to hear, Lord God. Father God, we bless you. We honor you. We ask that you would touch those that are mourning, Lord God. Touch those that are grieving, Father God, whatever the reason, whatever the cause. Let no one sit in depression, Lord God. Father God, we ask that you would just build them up and strengthen them right now. It's in the very name of Jesus we pray. Amen. So this morning, we're talking about when the struggle comes. And I told you a little bit about the struggle to get on the radio yesterday. But we're really talking about all kinds of struggles, all kinds of storms, trials, tribulations, all kinds of problems and issues. And you know what you are having a struggle with. You know what's beating down on your door. You know what's hurting you and causing you to lose sleep. You know whether it's bills or the thought of foreclosure or repossession, whether it's a broken heart, a broken spirit, a broken mind, whether it is a mental health issue, whether it's fear from the unknown, fear of failure, fear of not failing, or failure kept flashing in my mind. So failure in whatever capacity, you know the struggle, you know your storm, you know what keeps you up at night. And I'm here to talk to you because I would love to tell you struggles are not going to come. I would love to tell you that you'll never suffer with anything, but I'd be lying to you. We all suffer differently. A lot of us suffer in silence, and people don't know what you're going through. We need to stop being silent in our suffering and reach out to those who love you and care for us. Talk to people. You know, there's nothing like being in a friendship, being in a relationship, being in a family where people don't talk. Communication is key. Honest communication is key. Open and honest communication is key. Being real but being tactful is key. There are ways to say things and there are ways not to say things. And we all need to learn that we can't just speak the way we want to speak to people. There are sensitive people in our lives, people who are going through their own thing. So you being cutting and biting and petty is not the move right now. Sometimes it's never the move to be that way. And you need to learn how to be tactful and loving in your speech. But you also need to learn how to be direct, open, and honest. Don't beat around bushes, say what you have to say, but do it in a loving manner, a loving fashion. And that's what I'm learning now in life. It's so key to having these open, honest conversations with people, but to also be loving with it, to also be patient in your explanations and more clear and very clear in what you're saying so that there's no second guessing. You know what I've learned? Text messaging is really bad, even though it's so easy. But people interpret your words, written words, differently than sometimes how you intend for them to be read. Sometimes we could be talking in love and happy, but when people get the text message, they see bitterness and resentment. They see anger and pettiness. And so you have to be very careful. Important conversations never need to happen via text message. Needs to happen verbally. You need to communicate. Even talking on the phone sometimes can be misconstrued, but I'd rather you talk on the phone than text when it comes to something important, especially business. Face-to-face is always the first option because they can see your body language. They can see your words. That's what I like to say. They see what you mean. They see your actions, how you're implying things. They can see it. So even then, you may not 100% know the intent of someone, but you can see a whole lot clearer when you're face-to-face. But then ear-to-ear is still better than eye-to-eye. Ah, you'll catch that. Open, direct, honest, loving, tactful conversation is very necessary. In a family, in a friendship, in a relationship, in business, on the job. And I've learned that. Sometimes we don't want to talk about things because we feel that people will use what we say against us later on. Or we like to keep things personal. We don't want people to know our business or what we're going through. We're scared of how they're going to perceive us and perceive the situation. I'm one that's like that. However, as I've gotten older, I've learned to share more and more, especially with those that I care about and who profess to care about me. So I don't know why it's on my mind and my heart, but sometimes you have to let people in, especially if it's a serious relationship, especially if you see this going somewhere in your family, in your friendships, in your relationships, your dating relationships, or your marriage relationship, or your in-between relationship, courtship. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in your courtship. You have to learn to be open and honest with people. Just because you have it in your head and in your mind does not mean that someone knows what you're thinking. Unfortunately, we are not mind readers. I think it's a good thing in context, because if we were and we could see what people were thinking about us,